Hey, this is Laura, and you're listening to Expand. Welcome back, love. Let's get into it. Hello, my loves. Welcome to January. I'm so thrilled that you're starting 2023 with me. I'm so happy to be here. You know, it's interesting. I took Christmas off the whole week for the first time in over a decade, believe it or not. And coming back into a new year after having had taken all of that time off, time away from creating, time away from strategy, time away from serving in my community, serving all of you, and stepping back into what my mind wanted to become a normal rhythm felt really turbulent. And I sort of anticipated feeling that way. I sort of anticipated feeling a bit sad. You know, I think that that's a very normal thing when you're coming off of holidays of any kind to grieve that time that you had with your loved ones or you had to yourself for the first time in years. But I caught myself trying to, like, quickly on Sunday night, like, strategize what Q1 of 2023 was going to be, or start to plan, you know, what were my targets going to be this year, and how was I going to evolve, and what are all the projects that I needed to start to work towards, and what big things was I going to accomplish this year. And I thought it was really interesting to watch my mind go there, and at the very same time, witnessing how none of that actually needed to happen, and this immense amount of pressure that I felt, not from myself necessarily, but from, like, outside forces sort of working on me, like this weighty expectation that that's just what you do in the new year, that things have to change and the cadence has to increase and the speed at which you move needs to quicken, and, like, time's a wasting kind of an energy. And I was able to separate myself from that yesterday and really just be in the emotion of, I mean, it was kind of sadness, the emotion of sadness, the emotion of, like, those gears grinding to try and get going again, and not make myself wrong for that, and instead recognize that I wasn't feeling creative. I didn't want to show up. I didn't want to speak. I didn't feel inspired. I had no good ideas. I didn't have direction. And that's okay. And I trust that that's not going to last forever. And I think that so many of you probably started this year feeling very similarly. I know the deeper we go into ourselves around a desire for ease and simplicity and moving more slowly and celebrating rest and creating pockets where we don't have to be achieving in order to feel safe. The more we do that work on ourselves, like, that's a topic of conversation here a lot. If you've been here for a while, I know you know that. If you're new here, I invite you to go back and dig into a lot of past conversations we've had around this. But the further we go into that work, I think it's almost like the more aware you become, meaning the more aware you become that, you know, rushing to achieve an external marker of success in the new year just because it's the new year, just because that's what everybody else is doing, actually is only satisfying to your ego and has nothing to do with the deeper desire buried within you, and everything to do with the external layers we've placed upon that deeper desire to make ourselves feel productive in some way or make ourselves feel safe in some way through creating external success versus getting really quiet and still amidst the chaos of the mind, wanting to move, wanting to achieve, wanting to set goals, wanting to create something new, and really just get clear for yourself first, like, what is it that I most deeply desire to experience this year? And I know for me, and I know I imagine for many of you as well, it's a deepening of that, of being able to look at where my mind is trying to take me and sit in that moment, observing it without actually moving in that direction from an unconscious place, and instead asking myself, is that what I most desire, or is that what I'm conditioned to desire? So this leads into our conversation today, because I want to spend the next few episodes here with you speaking into how to create from a more sovereign place, how to have agency over the direction that you take this year and the programs that you create and the new paths you choose to walk. You know, maybe you want to launch a podcast just like this. Maybe you want to start a blog. Maybe you want to write a book. Maybe you want to create a new program. Maybe there's something else on your heart. Maybe you want to start art classes. Maybe you want to explore moving your body in a new way. And so whatever that is for you, I think it's really such a gift to be able to stop and get really quiet when the rest of the world is in chaos, chasing something, striving for something, trying to use the collective energy of like get up and go to move them versus accessing that energy within. And allowing yourself the space to move when it feels right for you, not because the rest of the world is telling you that you need to move right now. So inside of my community, inside of some conversations I've been having with some of you, my audience, I know that there's a lot of you out there who are wanting to make some big shifts this year. Not just in your own growth journey, not just in your own evolution, but also in the way that you work with your clients, the direction that you're taking your career, the way in which you desire to hold people in the work that you're doing with them. And this can feel really scary, because when we get to this time of the year, so much of what's being marketed to us is how to create an offer, how to package that offer, how to sell that offer, how to set 2023 goals, how to manifest your dreams, blah, 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 blah. And what's tricky about that is so many of you don't fit into that mold, because what it is you actually want to create can't be boxed up in the way that you're being told we should box something up to sell it. This is something that I had to learn over the course of a few years about myself and about what I offer, because, you know, it's not black and white. It's not, you can't, when you're working with someone on something beyond just a physical change or something that you can tangibly measure, it's not easy to get like to hook them in, to bait them in, and to sell them quickly, because you're not really giving them this external thing that they can make sense of at the end, right? What we're really selling them is something that they're not even aware they need yet, which is the hardest part. Like they're starting the new year going, okay, this is my year to lose those 20 pounds. And you're going, the 20 pounds isn't the thing. It's actually deepening your relationship to yourself, or it's actually about reestablishing self-trust. It's actually about exploring where you abandon yourself. It's actually about exploring where you feel incapable of receiving love, acceptance, where you feel like you don't belong. Like it's a myriad of all of these things. It's not the 20 pounds. So when Susan comes to you saying, it's my time to lose 20 pounds, I've been following you for a year, I want to work with you, and you are in the process of evolving yourself beyond that very traditional box that you previously were packaged up inside of, and you want to actually talk to Susan about all of these other things, how do we sell her that when she's set on losing the 20 pounds? And so over the next few episodes, we're going to tease this apart together. We're going to talk about how to create in a way that allows you to access your creative sovereignty, meaning not creating something because the world tells you that that's what you need to create, but be creating something from a place deep within you where you know that if you no longer abandoned what you knew to be true, this is what you would do. This is how you would help people. This is the imprint you're meant to leave on the world. So how to access that, and also how to access self-expression from a pure place of believing that who you are today is valuable, is enough, that you don't have to pretend to be anything bigger than you already are, that there are people in the world who deeply desire what you have to give them without the bows, without the frills, without the fancy bonuses, without the cool landing page and the clickbaity offers, right? What would it be like to just stand on your own and be received because of who you are, not because of who you made yourself look like? I feel like so much of the coaching industry would change just by creating that internal shift away from the extra bullshit that just creates this complexity to what it is that we do. And instead learned how to speak from this place of what it is we really believe, what it is we're rallying for, what it is we desire to wake people up to, and allowing people the space to step into that path with us when they're ready. That doesn't mean not selling. It means opening yourself up to the ridicule, to the judgment that may occur because what you're creating doesn't look like what someone else thinks you should be creating. And being totally okay when people don't understand what you're doing or who you are, because the truth is you don't even understand what you're doing or who you are yet at this point in time, right? Maybe this year for you is less so about creating a successful program, and it's more so about creating something in your true image so that when you step back from 2023 and you look at what you created, you didn't abandon yourself all over again for the illusion of profit or the illusion of security. In fact, you learned how to access that for yourself, irregardless of how you were being received, and you gave yourself the chance to learn how to speak into something that you actually believe in, even though in the beginning it felt messy, it felt unclear, it felt like no one wanted it. But always coming back to the trust that you learned how to create within yourself, so that instead of just abandoning what you know to be true for you, what it is that you most deeply desire to share with the world, the path that you most want to evolve into and hold space around, instead of abandoning that because we didn't get the quick yes or it wasn't immediately digestible to your current Instagram following and no one said, sign me up when you put up a story about it. Instead of abandoning it when we're not getting that external feedback that satisfies the ego and makes us feel safe, we recognize that the ego wants that and we learned how to feel safe in the absence of it. Okay, so to kick this series off, I would love to share with you a creative ritual that I use just about every time. There's nuance to it, but I really sat with this morning and I brought together a ritual that I use elements of every time I sit down to speak, every time I sit down to express. And I want to take you through it now so that as you step into this space this year, this month alone, maybe even, you have something anchoring you into the innate self-trust that already exists within you, the belief that you already have within you that what you have to say, what you have to share is enough, even if it's not clear. It's enough, even if it's not packaged up in a beautiful way. It's enough, even if you aren't totally sure that this is the direction that you want to move in. It's enough that you know today that this is what you want to speak into and this is what you want to bring into the world. And then from that place, speaking. From that place, writing. From that place, leading, guiding, sharing, coaching. This ritual really allows me to trust myself. It allows me to sit down to this mic in front of you and without any layers of performance, just share with you what's on my heart without needing to script anything, without needing to plan what it is you're going to get out of watching this or listening to this, if you're listening to the podcast right now. And really just trust that what's trying to come through me for you is enough. And it's meant to come through in exactly the way it's coming through. And it's meant to reach you in exactly the way it's reaching you. And those who are ready to really listen to what I have to say and absorb it will shift from it. And those who aren't won't. And that's okay. I think the most beautiful thing about this ritual is it allows me to come back into my heart space. It allows me to access my solar plexus, which is where our self-confidence originates. It's where we hold that energy. If you've probably felt it, if you're ever feeling anxious about not being understood, you're feeling anxious about not being successful, this solar plexus gets really activated. It gets, for me, it gets really tight and closed off. So I want to open that so that I'm open to who I am right now and allowing that version of me to be seen in exactly the way that it needs to be seen. And then two, activating our throat chakra. This is our chakra of self-expression. So I find there's about a 10-minute section in here where I'm going to ask you to plug in with your earbuds so that, or earbuds, whatever you're using, so that you can hear the singing bowls and you can attune your throat chakra to the singing bowl frequency that I'm going to play for you. So it's a really beautiful ritual to open and access the energy, not only in what you're trying to say, what you're trying to share, but also the energy of your heart space, which is so intimately connected to your throat chakra. And oftentimes when I'm feeling closed off in my heart space, in my heart chakra, it's difficult for me to express in the way that I most desire, because that expression really does originate from my heart. It's from this place of, what do I most deeply want you to know or feel or experience through my creation? So opening that and then clearing out some energy or getting that energy moving in the solar plexus can really allow you to just ground in the moment and speak without worrying about what that creation needs to do in order to be worth it or who needs to understand it in order for you to be okay, and really just stand on its own and exist on its own without any extra layers holding it up or making it appear bigger than it needs to be. So I would love for you to create a little cozy nook for yourself. Get some candles lit if that feels good. Grab a journal if that feels good. Grab your earbuds now, and I encourage you just to plug in right from the start so that those earbuds are already in your ears. That will make sense when we get to that part of the ritual. And then after the throat chakra part of the ritual is over, that's the very last part that I'll guide you through, I am going to take us into a guided meditation. So don't rip your earbuds out as soon as that throat chakra part is done. It is a little bit longer. It's about 9 to 10 minutes. So you'll probably be getting a little bit antsy. Your ego is going to want to get your body moving. Fight that urge. Allow yourself to settle and join me for the meditation that's to follow. And I hope you really enjoy it. I can't wait for you to bring this ritual into what it is you're being called to create this year, and really allowing yourself the ability to access your creation from a completely different place. Like I said at the very beginning, amidst the rushed, chaotic energy of the world, can we actually come to a place of stillness around ourselves and listen for the truth of what we actually want to be sharing, what we actually want to be speaking into, what it is we actually want to hold this year? Because remember, what you create, you're not just putting it out there and it's just going to have a life of its own. What you create, you are holding, right? Like, we can't just create something that's misaligned and expect it to work for us. That rarely works. I know it works. I know some people have had success with just throwing things out there and it brings them recurring revenue, and that's great. My belief is when you are a heart-centered being, when you desire to be more intimately connected to something that's rooted in your soul, that you are passionate about speaking into, it's not something that you can just riff on, throw out there and let it be. It's like we're birthing something and it's our job to now hold it and nurture it and allow it to evolve with us in our image. And that's the most beautiful part. It's like an extension of our evolution. So whatever we create isn't just set it and forget it. It is going to evolve as we continue to evolve. So keeping that in mind during this ritual, as ideas drop in or as thoughts trickle in, can we hold it there and experience what it would be like to continue to hold that over the next 3 to 4 to 5 months, into the next year, to 2 years, to 3 years? Is that something that feels heavy and burdensome to hold, like we're holding weights out in front of us? Or does it feel light and expansive to hold? And like, for the first time, we're able to become fluid with what we're creating instead of locked into needing to only be one thing, because that's the only way the world understands who we are. Okay, so let's jump into the ritual. I'm gonna pause, I'm gonna let you get settled, and when you're ready, hit play and we'll explore this together. The creative ritual I'm about to walk us through is really anchored in this idea of accessing a new depth of self-expression, unlocking creative sovereignty, meaning learning how to trust what's trying to come out and through you without trying to control it or egoically manipulate it into something else that you think would be more desirable or more digestible to the people you're trying to access. And as a third component, accessing this new sense of safety and faith in the stillness that occurs on the other side of creating in a new way or speaking into a new space. I think what so often holds us back from trusting that what we are saying is landing and matters to the people that we most want to reach is that there's this pocket of stillness, of immobility, of nothingness that often happens on the other side of a new creative endeavor. And that can cause us to feel afraid that what we're saying is not landing. We're just speaking into a void. And what I actually believe to be true is that when we begin to speak in a new way, when we start to unlock a new depth to our message, a new type of conversation that's been waiting to be had in the spaces that you create and hold, it requires us to be patient in the formation of that message and patient enough to wait for the people to hear it, receive it, understand it for themselves, and begin to move towards you. I think that creating in this way can have a really beautiful ripple if we allow it to, and when we detach from the egoic requirement of something needing to have an immediate and tangible outcome in order for it to be valuable, and instead allowing your creative endeavors to be in and of themselves rewarding, and therefore detaching yourself from needing what you say to create anything external right away, and knowing that the ripple of your message, the ripple of having the courage to hold this space and feel safe in that stillness, will allow you to actually amplify your message with time and create with more potency. So I'm going to take you through a guided meditation at the very end to illustrate this and to get you into a place where you're really experiencing this and embodying this. But this ritual is what I use every time I sit down to create. Every time I sit down to write or speak or lead, I always start with this ritual or some iteration of this ritual. Sometimes I take it in its parts and access just the piece that's calling to me on any given day. Today, I went through the whole ritual and really grounded myself because I was coming out of a space of not having had created for a while. So there was some self-doubt in the room. There was some questioning in my mind, and I wanted to really come back to a place of trusting my voice, trusting my value, and feeling safe inside of what I was bringing to the table today. So if you're in a similar place, especially as we step into the new year or you step into new creative endeavors, I highly recommend each time you sit down to create, to speak, to lead, to guide, to teach, to express in any way, shape, or form, that you hold a pocket for yourself to come back to this ritual and honor that which you already are. Okay, so with that, we're going to begin by activating and moving energy around in the solar plexus. It's the space of self-confidence. It's where we often feel a tightness or a closing off when we're feeling anxious about the past or anxious about the future, when we're gripping onto who we were or we're unsure about who we're becoming. This center can get really locked down and clogged up. The energy can get really blocked here and that's where you'll feel a lot of that anxiety start to manifest, is in the solar plexus. So I want to invite in a breathing practice that I love to use for any of my chakras, depending on what I need to access on that day or in that given circumstance or where I'm feeling locked down. But for today in particular, with the idea of self-expression and sovereign creation, we're going to focus this practice on the solar plexus. So just know that you can adjust this depending on where you feel you most need it. And if solar plexus isn't connecting for you right now, if you feel most locked down in your heart chakra or in your root chakra, which is actually where a lot of creative energy flows from, feel free to adjust for yourself this breathing practice to match what you feel you most need. Okay, so the practice is very simple. I want to start by just grounding us into the present moment. We are going to bring your pointer finger and your middle finger to your forehead. With your thumb, you're going to rest it on your right nostril, and your ring finger and pinky are going to rest on your left nostril, like this, okay? And then we're going to close off your left nostril and inhale for a count of four through your right. At the top, we're going to close the right and hold our breath for a count of four. And then we're going to open the left and exhale for a count of four and hold for a count of four, and then repeat the opposite direction. Inhale through the left, hold at the top, exhale through the right, hold at the bottom. We're going to do this three or four times just to ground our energy. This really allows you to balance out the sympathetic and the parasympathetic nervous system, which I find when we're stepping into creation is really important, because so often when we're feeling activated, it's like we're entering into creation from this fight or flight kind of activation in our body, and it can cause us to do weird performative things because our ego is sort of running that show. this really grippy, kind of rushy, let me just get through this because this is painful and uncomfortable, versus reactivating your parasympathetic and being able to drop into the present moment and both have that creative gumption, but also pairing that with a grounded energy can be really conducive to effective creation. So point your finger, middle finger on the forehead, thumb on the right nostril, ring finger and pinky on the left nostril, block off your left nostril and inhale for a count of 4, 3, 2, 1. Close your right, hold at the top for 4, 3, 2, 1. Open your left and exhale for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold at the bottom, 4, 3, 2, 1. Again, the opposite direction. Inhale through the left for 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold at the top, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale through the right, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold at the bottom, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's do two more full rounds, left and right, on your own timing. I'll cue in and out only on your own count. In through the right, hold at the top, out through the left, hold at the bottom, in through the left, hold, out through the right, hold, in through the right, hold, out through the left, hold, in through the left, hold, out through the right, hold. Bring your hand down to your knee, sitting nice and tall. I want you to bring your right hand to your solar plexus or whichever chakra you're choosing to work with today. This next breathing exercise, we're going to imagine pulling air from your root chakra all the way up to your crown on the inhale. And on the exhale, we're going to concentrate that energy at the solar plexus. For me, sometimes I like to rub my solar plexus, sometimes gently tapping on it can really allow that energy to loosen, to break apart. That's really what we're doing here. We're breaking apart the stuck energy and we're infusing that area with breath and light. So as we exhale, I want you to think about concentrating that energy and light to the solar plexus and infusing it with love and lightness and spaciousness. Okay, so we're gonna do about 5 rounds of this. So starting from the root, bringing your mental focus down into your root chakra, we're gonna inhale all the way to the crown, starting with one big breath in, and then exhale. Again, inhale, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Exhale, concentrating that energy and light into your solar plexus. Again, in, again, in, root all the way to the crown, in, exhale, focusing in on the solar plexus, 5 more on your own time. Remember, tapping, rubbing, or just stillness, however feels best for you. Breathing in from the root all the way up to the crown. Two more. One more big breath in from the root all the way up. Feel free to continue that practice as long as you need to really infuse your solar plexus with lots of breath and lots of light. From here, I like to work my way up to the heart chakra. So this is a bit more animalistic in nature. It's a bit more free. The idea is to really land in your body and allow your body the space to move however it's calling you to move. So with that, feel free to follow my lead. We're going to be opening our hearts and our throats up and then collapsing forward, almost in a motion of surrender. Feel free to get animalistic with it and move your body in a wave or from side to side or in like a circular motion. The idea is to repeatedly open your heart and expose it forward as if you're receiving the creative energy that you're calling forth, and then closing off almost in a motion of surrender, of gratitude, of coming into yourself and honoring yourself. So with that, let's take a big breath. Open your arms like wings, spread your chest open to the sky, stretch your throat, lean your head back, take a big breath in into your chest, and exhale, close everything off. Again, open up. Allow your body the freedom to start to move and dance, playing with this opening and this closing, opening to the creative energy that you're calling in and closing to the safety that exists in your body. Dancing between the two and reminding yourself that everything that you create is being created through you, is not something you take credit for, is something that is sacred to the channel that you're opening with the universe, God, whatever higher power you choose to believe in. This is really just an act of surrendering into the process and reminding yourself that you are safe exactly where you're at, and what's going to come through you is perfect as it is. It doesn't need posturing. It doesn't need any stage to stand on other than the one that you're about to create. Continue to move animalistically, following the innate wisdom of your body. Opening with a breath. Sometimes I like to pretend I'm stripping away performative layers and just like brushing them off of me stripping away everything that I don't need, anything that is my false self, anything that I am not bringing into this creative session, and opening to receive that which I already am. Remember to be kind with yourself if your chest doesn't feel like it wants to open. Don't be forceful, don't be judgmental. Just open as much as it wants to go. And with time, you will learn to really feel nourished by this very simple movement. Let's spend another minute or so here, following your body, moving in whatever way it wants you to move. This in itself is creative expression. Starting by moving through your body and expressing yourself in a really unique physical way can open so many beautiful channels of vocal expression or written expression, artistic expression. One more big breath in. And let it go. This next portion is bringing our focus up into our throat chakra. So there is a singing bowl sequence that I've linked up with this. What I would love for you to do is tee that up. Remember, make sure you have your earbuds in. This is the part of the sequence that you need your earbuds for. What you're going to do is play the throat chakra singing bowls, and you're going to hum to match the frequency of the bowl. Okay, this is going to activate your throat. The throat chakra is the chakra of self-expression. So anytime we go to speak, oftentimes our throat can feel really closed off, and it can create a lot of force in order to say what it is we're trying to say, instead of easefully allowing what's trying to come through in whatever form it wants to. So activating the throat chakra in this way can really begin to open and allow for self-expression to more fluidly move through us. So oftentimes I will use this segment alone in isolation if I need a quick activation of my self-expression and I want to just warm myself up to be able to speak really quickly. So feel free to access this at any time in isolation from the other two exercises we just moved through. I am not gonna play it on my end because it doesn't translate the same. But essentially what you're going to do is hit play, and when the singing bowl sort of hits its peak frequency, you're going to try to hum to match it. So it'll sound similar to this. I really like to almost very gently touch my throat so I can feel the vibrations. You can almost feel your throat starting to open. And I like to play with tipping my chin down and up and explore, where do I feel a tightening? Where do I feel an opening? So what I would love for you to do is hit pause on this video, play that throat chakra sequence. It's about 9 minutes. I highly recommend you stick it out for the full 9 minutes. About halfway through, you're gonna start to feel antsy in your ego, in your mind. Your mind's gonna go, okay, like I'm done with this. Stick it out, trust me, follow through. And when you're ready, hit play again on this sequence, because I'm going to move us into a guided meditation from that place. So again, you're gonna wait for that singing bowl to hit its peak frequency, and then just a gentle hum. You'll know when you've hit the frequency because you'll hear it in your ear. You'll hear like a buzzing in your ear. That's why your earbuds are really needed for this. So again, hit pause, and when you're done, come back to me here. Okay, I hope that you hit pause. I hope that you took that moment. I want you to keep your eyes closed, hand on heart, right hand on your heart, left hand on your solar plexus or on your root chakra. I want you to feel the energy buzzing between your throat, your heart, and your solar plexus. There should be a beautiful channel that's open now. You can feel a more easeful flow as you breathe. You don't feel as locked down. You don't feel as constricted or collapsed forward. You feel more open and self-expressed, even just sitting here in stillness. I brought our awareness at the start of this session to this idea that on the other side of self-expression in a new way is often stillness. And in that stillness, we begin to doubt ourselves. We doubt whether people are hearing us or whether we're just speaking into a void. And we grow impatient. We start to fall victim to the tendency of the ego, which is to seek out immediate validation, which is to seek out instant gratification, to collect evidence that we are safe to move in this direction. And the only way the ego knows to do that is the way that it's only ever done it, which is through external means of validation, external means of tangible markers of success. And so in this pocket of stillness that you will inevitably experience, it is your job to witness the ego hunting for those external means of evidence to tell you that you're safe, to tell you that you're enough, and instead remind yourself that you are standing in a beautiful pocket that's electric with the capacity, with the potential to change everything, not just for yourself, but for the people that your message is rippling out to in this very moment. I want you to imagine holding a candle in front of you. Even take your hands and grasp what would be a candle and imagine that light shining as if that is the essence of what you just created or are about to create. The message you're about to share, the program you're about to bring into the world, the new idea you're about to birth and send out into the airwaves, that light represents it. And you're standing alone right now in darkness, holding this candle. It's quiet, it's still. And it's a little scary because you look around and you see nothing and no one. All you can see is the gentle illumination that the glow of your candle is allowing for you to see, which isn't very far. It's just this very tiny radius all around you, isn't it? And beyond that glow of your candle, you know out there in the darkness somewhere are the people that you most desire to serve, are the people that you most desire to speak to and hold in a new way. And what you can't see from standing with your candle is that even though from your place of illumination, seeing into the darkness is impossible, the people who are standing in darkness right now can see your light clearly. They can see you. You can't see them, but they see you. And your job is to hold there and breathe life into that candle and grow that light bigger and brighter, trusting that with time, and patience and belief in yourself, in your message, those people will see your light and follow it to find you. It will call to them. Your ego wants to blow that candle out and run back into the space that it was in before. It wants to run into the building behind you that's illuminated with lights and noise and complexity. It doesn't want to be out in the darkness by itself. It wants to blow that candle out and run back to what it always knew and where it feels safe. However, it is our job to stand steady and to trust that even though we can't predict how quickly our people are going to meet us at the glow of our light, we can't predict when our candle is going to illuminate the faces of the people that we always knew were out there but could never quite see until the moment they step into our space. We have to trust that they're on their way. We don't know how many mountains they need to climb over and how many oceans they need to cross in their own life to get to the place where our candlelight illuminates them to us so that we can welcome them into our glow and hold them. Some people could be two steps away. Some people could be 2 years away. It's not up to us to decide how quickly those people get to us, reach our glow. It's our job to continue glowing, to make our light bigger, so that as our glow radius expands outwards, it meets them where they're at. It links arms with them as they seek us. It's like a beautiful coming together, a merging of our light with their desire to reach us. If we were to retreat, if we were to blow our candle out because we're too afraid and we lit our candle and we see no one, we lit our candle and we hear no one, we lit our candle and it's been days and no one has reached our glow radius yet. It hasn't illuminated anyone to us yet. We are abandoning the people that are on their way. We are abandoning the people who have been waiting their whole life for us to light that candle, to show them the way. We are saying, you didn't get here fast enough, so I'm moving on. You aren't worth waiting for. I want you to think about the thousands of people who can see your light growing and growing and growing as you begin to cultivate a deeper trust in yourself, a safety standing on your own, alone in the dark, on the foundation of something greater than you, something greater than profit, something greater than external means of success, something that is calling forward a collective shift, something that is being birthed from the fires of your belly and needs to be expressed through you and you alone. I need you to really, the world needs you to really feel what it's like to stand on your own with this candle, and instead of puffing it out the moment you realize that your glow isn't big enough to be reached immediately by someone, breathing life into it and making that glow bigger so that you can meet your people where they're at, so that they can reach you when they're meant to, on their time. Can you feel this sense of being still and patient and open and sovereign in your decision to not retreat, but to stand here in this moment and speak to the darkness that holds the people that you're meant to lead, and trust that they will find you with time? What does that bring up for you in your body? Where does that emotion swirl? What freedom does that offer you to speak without needing it to be perfect, without needing it to be refined, simply because you are detached from requiring a tangible outcome from this one singular creation, knowing that your flame will grow brighter through the many more layers of creation that are to follow it. And that it's through that process of creating and recreating that you will learn who you are, and you will trust who you are, and you will believe in who you are, and that is what grows your flame brighter and bigger and able to hold more and more beautiful people as they come to you. Without rushing the speed in which they do, but really just holding them in this warm glow once they do. And being so grateful that they found you once they do. And opening your space to them once they do. Without needing to be anything other than what you have already shown them that you are. The freedom that offers. To no longer have to prove, but rather to be vulnerable. And intimate. And soft in the way that you move and in the way that you ask them to move. I invite you to sit in this feeling for as long as you desire, building your flame through the emotional experience of your body, through the creation, the many layers of creation that you will move through in the coming days, weeks, months, and years. And witness yourself in the fluidity of being able to pivot quickly and change your mind and grow and allow what you create to grow with you. Take as much time as you need. And when you're ready, speak.
Thank you so much for listening. It really means a lot that you took the time to be here and share a piece of your day with me. As always, if there's anything I can do to support you further, or if any questions came up for you as you were listening, or if you simply just have a topic in mind that you'd really love to hear me speak into on the show, just look for a link in the show notes called Connect with Laura. That way you can let me know where you're at or what's coming up for you. These messages come direct to my inbox, by the way, so I always personally reply to every response that I get. Okay, I'll see you next time. Bye for now.